Michelle Hooley is the Wildfire Information Officer for the Peace River Forest Area. She joins us on the line today. Michelle, thank you very much for joining us. The long weekend for August is approaching, and, well, forest fire season has definitely been busy, especially in the spring and early part of the summer, but heading into this long weekend, we still need to be careful, do we not?
Hi, Keith. Yes, you know, we do. It's been a long spring and summer, and I know we've had fire restrictions for all of the other long weekends so far, but we now have lifted the fire restriction in the Peace River area. Some rain has helped us out a lot, so you know, we're feeling a little bit more confident, especially in the southern part of the area. But absolutely, we still need to be really careful. It's very dry out there, and the last thing that we want to see at this point in the season is more wildfires starting because of, you know, of people just wanting to get out and enjoy themselves this weekend.
You're right. We have had rain over the last little while in spits and spurts, and I'm sure it has helped, but you also touched on the misconception that the rain has not made everything totally saturated. In other words, it's still dry. How big of a misconception is that to the general public?
You know, in some areas, like down south in the Peace River Forest area, it is fairly wet. As you go farther north, so it is really still quite dry, and there is still a hazard. We also are currently beginning another drying cycle. So as the temperatures warm up and we get a little bit of wind and things start drying up, we're going to see the fire danger increase again, and it just becomes more hazardous. So, and you know, Alberta Wildfire does see typically an increase in the human-caused wildfires during the long weekends. Right? You know, so 61% last year, human caused. So we do have a part to play in preventing those.
Especially since a lot of people are going to be heading out camping this long weekend. The campfire is the staple of the camp. So yeah, we definitely have to be careful when those are lit and that occurs, because things could flare up, could they not?
Oh, they can. They can. And, you know, campfires account for the highest percentage of human-caused wildfires. So, you know, and those are completely preventable. So we just want people to be very, very careful when they're out outdoors this long weekend. You know, we're hoping that everybody gets out there and celebrates responsibly. But please, you know, remember to do your part to prevent those wildfires. You know, stir it. If you have a campfire, soak it, stir it, soak it again. Make sure it's out.
Also true to quads. I'm sure some quads will come out this weekend, and they start fires, do they not?
Yeah, and we just want, you know, we aren't asking anybody to leave their quads at home, but we are asking that they be very careful and stop, make sure that they don't have any debris built up on, you know, on their quad, and, you know, just be very, very careful with that.
I see over 100 fires in the Alberta Forest District for Northern Alberta are still active, but not many are out of control. As a matter of fact, a grand total of maybe a few of them are out of control. How much do we still need to be safe and say, hey, this has been in the back of our minds for the last little while heading into this long weekend?
Yes, we, and in the Peace River Forest area, we currently have 127 active fires. One of those is out of control. 27 are under control, and 6 are considered being held, which means we don't anticipate they'll be able to escape their containment. But you know, any fire could start another blaze, and you know, we just don't want that to happen anymore. We've had a very, very long wildfire season. Everybody's tired. And, you know, we've relied on and appreciated a lot of support from a lot of international partners, from our interprovincial partners. And right now, you know, we're looking at that. And other areas of the country are very hot. They have a lot of wildfires, and we're just not going to be able to get those resources in anymore.
Fingers crossed that fire officials and firefighters get some sleep this long weekend and not have to get a call for a different fire that has maybe popped up, that's for sure. Michelle Hooley is the Wildfire Information Officer for the Peace River Forest Area. Michelle, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Keith. Everyone, have a great long weekend.